This is BBC Radio 3, 90 to 93 FM, online and on digital radio. It's time now for Late Junction with Max Reinhardt. And tonight's programme contains some strong language.
Wake up in the morning and brood in the bad mood, and I catch the number one bus from Bermondsey. And I catch the number one bus from Bermondsey. La 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 la, I'm in London Bridge. From Bermondsey. Fala waje the film of why and the fatiga you bah. I'm for Ben Hawaii, one my why, ma I'm for Gayu Bah Nason. Melanie Demasau, Gabako dem, Muham Lamudon. Gadelsu why, Muham Lamudon. Gatamji Kulu, Mujabaleni Dom. And I catch the 43 from London Bridge. And I catch the 43 from London Bridge. La 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 la, I'm in Highbury, Islington. From London Bridge. Bad man, a weak man guy. He gonna teach me that he's a camel dance. He's not Bamako, he's not Rio, he's not Oslo, there is no Bedo. Teach me this Daniel Newell. Teach me this dance, it is a camel dance. La 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 la. Magi Usba, then can hold me the fetch of me left. Then can yak, Magi to go fetch you. Demon hold, it is a camel dance. It is a dance, it is a camel dance. AY, I love why I have a friend. He's called John. It is a camel dance. Man Berman's it. Yo, made you howl, they now to dance. This is a camel dance. Yo, Highbury, man, Islington. Number one bus, BFG.
The bluesiest trip you'll probably ever take on the number one bus from Bermondsey, courtesy of Nuru Kane, Senegalese guitarist, singer and gimbri player, and also former resident of a Bermondsey tower block. And there he was mixing up the blues with the Imbalach on the top of a double-decker. Why should Route 66 be the only thoroughfare with a blues score? I'm Max Reinhardt. Welcome to Late Junction. In a moment, a song from the 1966 Bollywood movie Sukachem Sopon, featuring Robin Vaz, Cecilia Mercado and chorus singing Sitaram Gadiwala. But first, a medley. Two original tunes which sound very traditional from fiddler John McCusker and guitarist Ian Carr, Bobby and Bag of Plums. which, by the way, is apparently a Lanarkshire expression for wild goose chase.
Sitaram Vienna Kaja Paa
Frazee Ford talking to the angels with a wry smile there on Firecracker from her debut solo album Obadiah, which was released earlier this summer. She's the lead singer of the Be Good Tanyas, the Vancouver trio who've graced many a festival and sold many a record on both sides of the Atlantic. On that track, her voice managed to simultaneously conjure up Neil Young and Kate McGarrigle, the Canadian Duende at work. Staying for the moment on the side of the angels, here is the intonation, the response, the antiphon and the psalm from Monteverdi's Vespers.
Sic ut erat in principio, et nunc et Thank you.
The Astral sequence from Giovanni Fusco's score for Antonioni's first colour film, Deserto Rosso, Red Desert. Antonioni was keen to correct critics who thought the film was about alienation caused by industrialisation. He said the line and curves of factories and their chimneys can be more beautiful than the outline of trees, which we are already too accustomed to seeing. It's a rich world, alive and serviceable. The neurosis I sought to describe in Red Desert is above all a matter of adjusting. There are people who do adapt and others who can't manage, perhaps because they are too tied to ways of life that are by now out of date. More essential movie viewing then. Ethiopian music is currently very popular amongst the world music audiences of Western Europe and the United States, but the music of its poorer neighbour Eritrea has been overlooked, even though many Eritrean musicians played a significant part in the 70s swinging Addis scene of Ethiopia that the Ethiopique series has so effectively brought to our ears. A new album, Eritrea's Got Soul, by the Asmara All-Stars, begins to put the record straight. Recorded only 2 years ago in Asmara, the Eritrean capital, this is Ibrahim Gotchet singing the soul music of the Tigray people with this tale of a cruel woman, Safiye Hilet.
أحد وأنا لم أنسى مسافر أدام أحد وأنا انا من سوالا تبعتو لحبر بكا ويا ماما حمل مينا طف حليب بعشرة وحبنا ماركو كماي بترتا لا تعيد عاننا حمدكو مولاي لأجل خلقا ومنا لأجل خلقا ومنا سافر اللي سمعكو ريم ليجي سبايا سافر اللي سمعكو ريم ليجي سبايا سنيت لا تقريتا بعد شامة وفتاة قدام أحد وانا عم السر سافرت قدام أحد وانا انسو ولا تبعتو لحبر بكا ويا ماما حمل ميلة طف حليب لا بعشرة وحبنا عركو كماي بترتا راتعي تعاننا عركو كماي بترتا راتعي تعاننا حمدكو مولاي لأجل خلقا ومنا لأجل خلقه سافر اللي سمحكو ريم ليجي سبايا سافر اللي سمحكو ريم ليجي سبايا سنيت لا تكريتا قلب عالشام وفتا سافر اللي سمحكو ريم ليجي سبايا سافر اللي سمحكو ريم ليجي سبايا سنيت لا تكريتا قلب عالشام وفتا لا دي كريتا قلب على الشام وفتا سنيت لا دي قميتا قلب على الشام وفتا سنيت لا دي كريتا قلب على الشام وفتا سنيت لا دي قميتا قلب على الشام وفتا يا
Thank you.
by Lau from their intriguingly titled CD, Lightweights and Gentlemen. They're a trio based in Scotland who are certainly not lightweight and may or may not be gentlemen, but who always manage to blend the left field, the traditional, and a penchant for good times. They've got Martin Green on accordion, Chris Drever, who this week seems to be resident on Lake Junction, on guitar, and Aidan O'Rourke on fiddle. Ah, fiddles. Let us now fall headlong into the heady embrace of a string quartet. This is the second movement of Dvorak's String Quartet No. 12 in F major, Opus 96, known as The American, because he wrote it while he was director of the National Conservatory of Music in New York. Performed here by the Chilingirian Quartet.
Thank you. Thank you. today was Christmas Eve. Today was Christmas Eve. Tomorrow was Christmas Day. Today was Christmas Eve. Today was Christmas Eve. Tomorrow was Christmas Day. Tell the moon is rising, tell the wind is rising, and the leaves trembling on the tree. I can tell the wind is rising, tell the wind is rising, and the leaves trembling on the tree. All I need is my sweet rider. Keep me company.
Blues exploded into a thousand shimmering fragments before your very ears. Abstract Blues Part 3, Hellhound on My Trail, from the CD Truth in the Abstract Blues, with Leila Adu on piano, harmonica and vocals, Mike Cooper on slide guitar, electronics and vocals, and Fabrizio Spera on drums and percussion. My only regret is that Christmas got mentioned this early in the autumn, but you can't really argue with Robert Johnson's lyrics, can you? Lobi Traore was happy to be described as a Malian bluesman. Sadly, he died at the beginning of June at the age of only 49. He was a lifelong fan of John Lee Hooker, as well as an avid teenage listener to AC/DC. His 10th album, Rainy Season Blues, has turned out to be his farewell to us, but we're very fortunate to be able to hear him totally solo throughout this recording for the first time, and it was his final recording session, with no overdubs and no alternative versions. His music lives on in its most powerful form. This is Hine la Pitié. Il y a un temps pour chaque chose. There's a time for everything.
Mayai sangaida Mayai watiwi Mayai sangaida Tusini yai sangaida Mayai sangaida Mabayai watiwi Mayai sangaida Uti sangaida Fana yai watiwi Nami yai Sebula, nani nani, sebalula, nani nani, musulula, nani nani, sebalula. Bandira be korka modo, jamhir jam yali, planya matagachi. Ulla ala ala yirini,
Thank you. Go to sleep, you little babe.
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 Your mama's gone away and your daddy's gonna stay. Don't leave nobody but the baby. Go to sleep, you little babe.
Go to sleep, you little babe.
Go to sleep, you little babe.
Go to sleep.
Everybody's gone in the cotton and the corn. Didn't leave nobody but the baby. Your sweet little baby.
Your sweet little baby.
Your sweet little baby.
Your sweet little baby.
Honey in the rock and the sugar don't stop. Gonna bring a bottle to the baby. Don't you weep, pretty babe.
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 She's long gone with her red shoes on. Gonna need another loving babe. Go to sleep, little babe.
Go to sleep, little babe.
Go to sleep, little babe.
Go to sleep, little babe.
You and me. And the devil makes three. Don't need no other loving, babe. Go to sleep, you little babe.
Go to sleep, you little babe.
Go to sleep, you little babe.
Go to sleep, you little babe.
Come lay your bones on the alabaster stones and be my ever loving, baby.
Gillian Welch, Alison Krauss and Emmy Lou Harris singing Didn't Leave Nobody But the Baby from the soundtrack of the Coen Brothers' O Brother, Where Art Thou, which kicked off a whole new interest in American roots music all over the world just at the beginning of the 21st century. It's a traditional tune, probably a lullaby from that deep supernatural well from which the blues and country music spring. That arrangement is credited to Alan Lomax, Gillian Welch and T-Bone Burnett. I don't know if that will appease the spirits, but that's the music business for you. Before that, another soundtrack and another apocryphal music business tale of broken hearts and alleged royalty skullduggery. It was Francis Travis conducting the Bavarian Radio Orchestra in the performance of Ligeti's Requiem for Soprano, Mezzo-Soprano, Two Mixed Choirs and Orchestra, which Stanley Kubrick used on the soundtrack of his masterpiece 2001 to underscore the appearance of the monolith, which keeps appearing to fast-track evolve humankind. Where's that monolith gone? Although Kubrick had commissioned a soundtrack from the venerable composer Alex North, with whom he had worked on Spartacus, he chose to ignore North's specially composed music and stick to his original temporary track, which consisted of a variety of classical and contemporary classical works of his own choosing that he'd been editing to. Alex North only found out the premiere. Hopefully Ligeti, whose works Lusitana and Atmospheres are also used on the soundtrack, got a decent payday whenever the royalty checks came in. Who knows? Well, let us escape such issues with this trio of pieces from the 13th century, performed by Stevie Wishart and Symphonie. An anonymous Estampi Royale, followed by two songs from Canticas de Amigo by Martin Kodax, Quantas Sabeles Amar Amigo and Ino Sagrado en Vigo.
Thank you. Thank you.
R.P.M. Quigley, probably from Salford or somewhere equally Mancunian nearby, with Old Enough to Know. That track comes from his album At Swim Two Birds, which has been gathering dust on my shelves for nearly a decade, but the other night it jumped out at me and demanded an outing. And that brings us to the end of Late Junction for tonight, and indeed for this week. Thanks to you for listening, and to Alwyn Fisher for being my inspirational and very understanding producer. I'm Max Reinhardt, and I'll be back at the end of this month. But you can listen again to these programmes for the next 7 days via the Radio 3 web pages. I'll leave you now with a final epic piece of music written for a movie. Part 4 of Ornette Coleman's Chepacca Suite, written for Chepacca, directed by Conrad Rooks, who thought the music far too important and far too beautiful for his movie. So he never used it. Good night. Thank you.
Music through the night here on Radio 3. I'm Susan Sharp with a concert for the next hour and a half given in Dublin in 2008 by the RTE National Symphony Orchestra. The conductor is the Norwegian Aril Remarite. The two main works are the Elgar Cello Concerto with soloist Natalie Klein and Bartok's Concerto for Orchestra. And the concert opens with Sibelius's Corellia Suite. This was a kind of incidental music written for a fundraising gala evening to go with a series of tableaux that portrayed scenes from the history of the Karelia region. The object of the exercise was to strengthen ties between Karelia and the rest of Finland, which was then under the rule of Tsarist Russia. The Karelia Suite by Sibelius, which did its job at the first performance and whipped up a fervour of patriotic feeling so that the music was almost drowned out by the cheering and shouting of the audience. Playing it there, the RTE National Symphony Orchestra, conducted by R.L. Remarite. Elgar's Cello Concertos next, a work of his later years, composed in 1919, the music of wood smoke and bonfires, as it's so evocatively been described by his biographer Michael Kennedy. Natalie Klein's the soloist.